Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Moshe Yudah ben Peshadinu, Yaakov ben Dinachasha, Shalom ben Giler, Fu Shleiman, Giler Shoshana bas Necha Gittel, Zara Shel Kayama. We're continuing our previous discussion. We've had a number of shiurim about the Inyan of Eidus. We saw in the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that a Talmud Chacham is chayv to be made b'dinei Isser, but not b'dinei Mominis. The Rambam adds, not only is he chayv to be made in Dinei Isser, but also Malkus and Nefashus. That's in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis. And the Shaila is, why? Why is Malkus and Nefashus any better than Mammon? Neither of them are Frishe Mei Sura. And out the Beis Din, it's also the same, because Beis Din is Mechuyev to be done both Mammon and Malkus and Nefashus. So how can be Mechalik Malkus and Nefashus? He must be made. And Mammon, no. So B'das HaRambam says the Sefer Shirei HaRav, that the Rambam paskins that there has to be a tviyah of who she itzbe'enu lahoy b'dinei mamon as perak alef halacha aleph, that an aid is mitzvah to be made, a regular aid, if there's a tviyah, if he's subpoenaed to be made. So by dinei nefashis and dinei malchus, there's no tviyah. He's not being subpoenaed, he's not being called in to be made. So there he's chayv to be made in any case, whereas when it comes to mamon, there has to be a tviyah. And the reason is because by mamonis it is a shaykh to have a chaloy shem tviyah, and therefore is mischayiv to be made only when they're toveyah. But by nefashos, there's no shem toveyah v'nitba. There's no prosecutor and defendant. It's not shaykh to have an inyan of tviyah. When it comes to dinei nefashos, there's no toveyah. You have an attorney. We call the prosecutor the defendant, but when it comes to the actual balei din, there's no toveh and there's no nitba. So memela, there's no, it's not shy to talk about a tviyah. And therefore, he's mchuyev to be made, even if they're not tovehim. But by mominus, you need there to be a tviyah. And therefore, a Talmud Chacham has to be made mominus. Has to be made nefashis and malchus, because there's no tviyah. You don't need a tviyah. They have to be made either way, even without a tviyah. But by mominus, you need a tviyah. And he doesn't have to be made when they're toveim, as we'll explain in a moment. That by dinei mominus, the edus is for them, for the balei din. Mashen came by malchus and nefashis, the edus is not chal dafka for the balei din. It's stam edus. And therefore, it's not shaykh to have a tviyah le'edus, and they have to be made b'chol ofen. So according to this, says the Shirei HaRav, by a Talmud Chacham, the Iker Bizon is that he's made for them, for the Balei Din, and therefore he's putter to be made if it's Dinei Mominus. Now the Gemara is mashma that it's because the Beis Din is smaller than him, but it could be that it's the Beis Din is smaller than him, it's being made for them. So he doesn't have to be Mizbazin, be made in this Dinei Mominus. It's a Chisaron and the Chalos Tviyah. Even though they're Toveah him, there's no Chalos Shem Tviyah, because they have no right to be Toveah this Talmud Chacham. And Rav Shechter suggests that maybe it's because he has to go to the basin, like Loshen the Ramel, that he has to go. And according to this, we understand the Raman, Simon Chavches, who says that the basin sends him and he testifies, they come to him. They come to him, he testifies, because it's a design for him to go. By Dinei Isser, he's not being made for them, for the Balei Din, like B'dinei Nesa, Chelev Dam. Not made for the Bailim, there's no tseir for the Bailim, and therefore, B'dinei Isser, there's no p'chisus kavod, there's no lack of kavod when he's made, because he's not made for them. He's mechuyev lahed, you don't need a tviyah. So when it's lahem, that's p'chisus kavod. When it's not lahem, there's no p'chisus kavod, so that's all Talmud Chacham. But according to Gadol, the bizayon apparently is not that he's made lahem, but that he's made at all. And therefore, like we saw in the Rambam, a Talmud Chacham isn't made, not mominus, not nefashis, not anything. He's completely, he's completely mufka from the din of Haggadah Seidus, except if he's a melech, like the Gemara says, Rambam says. The Gemara says that in Brachas, that by Isser we say, being mafri somebody from Isser, we say in Chachma ve'netze and Tulin Neged Hashem, we see him wearing shatnez. He has to rip it off on the street, or you have to rip it off him on the street. No Chachmas, it's Isser. And by Kavod HaBrius, if it's Kum Vaaseh, then Kavod HaBrius isn't Docha. But if it's Sheva Al Tais, it is Docha. So if you're going to do your Karban Pesach or your Bris Milah, and you see a meis mitzvah, you take care of the meis mitzvah, even though b'shei b'al taisa, you're going to miss your mitzvah. So by shei b'al taisa, we allow kavod abrius, but not by the, but not actively uprooting a mitzvah or an iser. So l'chor we can say b'das haram, and that's dafka medina frush and other tafrushei meisur. That gemara and brachah is talking about being mafrish meisur, but the Rambam here in Hilchos Eidos is talking about medinim lo yagid. And therefore, it's not shaykh to say that a kohen gadol is mechuyev to be meyid midin ein chachma, because a kohen gadol is mufka midinim lo yagid, like we learned in a previous shir. He's not even in the parasha of testimony. Talmud chacham sometimes has to testify, so he's in the parasha. But it depends if it's mammon, no; if it's iser, yes. But the kohen gadol were mafkiyim legamrei from edus, except in the case of a melech. That's the exception, but in general, he's not in the parish of Eidus. In Memela, there's no din shvuas Eidus. There's no din of having to be made. By the Kohen Gadol, there is din of shvuas Eidus, but that's a different shear. But he doesn't have to come and be made. Neither for Mammon for Isser, because he's mufka from the din of Eidus. And with this, we can answer a question we posed in a previous shear. Tosis, what's the Rambam going to do with the Kasha Tosis and Shavuos? Why is a Talmud Chacham made B'din Isser? We see in Brachas that B'shev Al Taisa is Pater, even Isser. So, just like in Brachas we see that when it comes to Isser, if it's Shev Al Taisa for Kavod Abrius, we pater. So we should also pater the Talmud Chacham when it comes to being made for Isser, even though it's since it's a bizayin for him, it's Pechisas Kavod. Since it's Pechisas Kavod, we should pater him. Since it's Pechisas Kavod, we should pater him, because it's only Shev Al Taisa. He's just doing it passive, like we see in Brachos, that if it's Shev Al Taisa, it's okay. So it appears there in Brachas, like we said, we're talking about Dini Afrishim Eisura and Tochacha. And there, we're mechalik between Shei Bal Taisa and Kum Vaseh. So if Shei Bal Taisa, you're allowed to, you don't have to be mafrish somebody from Isser. If there's Kavod Abrius involved, and therefore he's going to do his Karban Pesach, so for Kavod Abrius, he doesn't have to do this mitzvah in order to bury the Meis Mitzvah, Shei Bal Taisa. But not kum vaseh. So that's talking about, and also ripping off someone's garment, that's kum vaseh. So if he actively put on this shatnez, it has to be ripped off, and even in public, because that's a frushe meisura. So this whole chiluk of the Gemara and Brachas, is talking about a frushe meisura. But that has nothing to do with the sugi and shvuas. In Shavuos, we're talking midinei im lo yagit v'chiyuvei edus midinei edus. So a Talmud Chacham has a chiyuv of edus, and when it comes to Isser, he has to be made midinei edus. So there, you can't say be passive Shev Al Taisa. You can't say Shev Al Taisa because Medina Eidus, he has to testify. And the whole din of Shev Al Taisa is only a din in the Gemara and Brachas and Afrishim Eisura. But this is a completely different topic. It's a different parsha. So it's a Tzarechin on the Tosis, who Shtel them too. And when it comes to Dine Eidus, he has to be made when it comes to Isser. But when it comes to Afrushe Meisur, there it could be Shev Al Taisa. But here it's Midinim Lo Yagid. According to the Rambam, Kol Od, that we're talking Midine Hafrushe V'Tochacha, Ein Achinami. When we're talking about the Dine Hafrushe V'Tochacha, Ein achinami, the Kohen Gadol is chayev la'afrushe meisura. In other words, this same Kohen Gadol will be pater from being made, but he has to be mafresh meyisser. Livshot beged kalai mechavero. Olam noas hagneva, if he could stop somebody from stealing. Vadi has to stop. You can't can't make a chilek between mammon and isser. If he sees somebody doing an avera, he has to stop them from doing an avera. But in the Gemara in Shavuos, and in the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, he's talking mitzad dinei Eidus. Midinei Eidus, a Kohen Gadol is not mechuyev l'hayid at all. To be mafresh miyisser, he has to be mafresh miyisser. But he's not mechuyev to be made. Bein b'mamon, bein b'isser, because he's mufka from the din of him lo yagid. But it's sur b'mei rabbanan, he's mechuyev l'hayid b'isser. Not only midin tochacha, not only midin afrushim e'isura, but also midin Eidus, midinim lo yagid. So, a Talmud Chacham, when it comes to Isser, he has to be made midin Eidus, midinim lo yagid. So there's also the element of a frushe mei sur involved, but it's also im lo yagid, and that's why it's sur b'mei rabbanan has to be made. Otherwise, we saw in the Gemara in Brachas that b'shei b'al taisa we pater. But that's not when there's edus involved. The moment there's edus involved, then he has to be made midine edus. And also the Maisi is being mafresh meyisser. The question is, why a Kohen Gadol was made for a melech? Since we explained in the previous shir, he's mufka midinim lo yagid. And also, it's also shver, bishlem adine mominis, it's edus la melech, as we explained, he's being made for the person. But dine malchus and afashis, why should he be made at all? Malchus and afashis is not edus for the balei din. So why is he made for the melech in these instances? That's a tzarechiyun. So it doesn't seem that the coin is Kohen Gadol's mufka legamre. Medine edus. So we have a lot more to talk about in this sugyat. Very deep, a lot of things to think about. And we give ourselves a bracha that we should be zelcha lulmo de lalameit. Lishma v'las l'kayim is called the very Salma Terasa b'Yahava. Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.